Good morning and welcome to week four, the final week of our Advent series, this journey that we have been on together called Yellow Lights. And I am so glad that you have been on this journey with us. You've made it. Well, it's only the 20th, so technically we have 5 more days of Advent. We have 5 more days to prepare. So if you haven't had a chance to practice silence and solitude this month, the good news is you still have 5 days left. But this morning, what I want to talk about, something that is, I guess, pretty much the opposite of silence. I want to talk about joy. Because I don't know about you, but it seems like for many of us, 2020 has been a year lacking in joy. This was the cover of the latest Time magazine. 2020 with an X right through it. The worst year ever. Anyone else feels that way? This has been a pretty difficult year. Now, when Advent started, one of the things that me and Steph did was we bought Reese an Advent calendar. And in order to get into the true Christmas spirit, we bought a Hot Wheels Advent calendar. Really rolling in the Christmas spirit with that Hot Wheels Advent calendar. I get it, I know. The first day of Advent, or of the calendar, was December the 1st. And in the morning, we woke up, we gave Reese this calendar, and we said, hey, Reese, here's how it's going to work. We have a calendar for you, and for the next 24 days, every single morning when you wake up, you're going to go into that calendar, and you're going to punch a little hole into the number of the day that it is, and then we're going to pull a little tab out, and behind that tab, there is going to be a Hot Wheel or some accessory. We go to number 1, we pull that tab out, and what's behind it? It's a brand new Hot Wheels car. Now, Reese is ecstatic because one of the things that he loves more than anything is Hot Wheels. The fastest way to his heart is to buy him a new Hot Wheel. The whole day, he's racing this car all around the house. He is so excited. He keeps asking, okay, when are we gonna open up the next tab? When is the next day? When can I get something else from the Advent calendar? And we tell him, Reese, it's gonna be a surprise every single day of Advent. The next 24 days, but we have to wait until the next morning. That night, he goes to sleep. Middle of the night, I hear, Daddy, Daddy. I go into his room. It's 3:30 in the morning. Groggily walk into his room, stumble is probably a better way of terming it, into his room. I go there. I try to console him, try to put him back to sleep. After a few moments, he gets up, he pokes his head up, he looks at me and says, Daddy, can we open the Advent calendar now? No, Reese, we cannot open the Advent calendar now. That's for the morning, not for when it's dark out. It's for once the light comes into the picture. Well, let's just say we didn't get much sleep, me and him, for the rest of that evening. He was so excited about this Advent calendar. He was so excited about whatever this next toy, the next surprise was going to be, that he had so much trouble sleeping that night. We picked up on this, and after the first night, we said, all right, we have to change the game a bit. We're going to open the Advent calendar at dinner. And this has actually solved the problem. We got smart. But when was the last time that you experienced joy like that? That 3:30 in the morning, waking up, can't sleep, excitement type of joy. I mean, maybe for you, it was 2020, that worst year ever, that sort of zapped the joy right out of your soul. Maybe for others, that joy, it's something that disappeared long before 2020. Maybe you once saw things in Technicolor. Maybe your life was once in Technicolor. But over the years, or through a particular event or series of events, that Technicolor shifted into black and white. And the color, the vibrancy that you once experienced, it's disappeared, vanished from sight. See, when I think about the first Christmas, I think about the shepherds. And I think about the angels proclaiming a message to the shepherds as they're watching their flocks in the field by night. Now, many scholars believe that shepherds would have been social outcasts. They would have been those who were at the bottom of the social ladder. They weren't looked upon too kindly. There's a chance maybe they didn't smell too good. And these shepherds, they would have been spending possibly long, cold nights in the fields away from their families. So for the shepherds, when the angels come and speak a message to them, I'm sure they must have been thinking, are you talking to me? To us? I mean, no one speaks to us the way that you're speaking to us now. They would have looked up at the heavens, this mysterious, loud, resounding voice, and been like, are you sure you're speaking to the right people? Because in the book of Luke, here's the message that the angels brought to the shepherds on the first Christmas. We'll be in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, including you. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This word joy that the angel comes proclaiming, this is good news of great joy. It's the Greek word chara, which it means joy, but it's a very specific type of joy. It's a joy that is experienced. It's a joy that comes as a result of grace. The message proclaimed over the shepherds, it was a message that God's favor, God's blessing, God's grace is upon you. And the truth of this message, the truth of this grace and favor is to produce great joy within your hearts. This is a joy that is for everyone because this grace, it's not for a certain group of people. It's not for them and not for you, but rather it's for all of us. Think about the shepherds. These social outcasts, people who maybe they've been kicked to the curb one too many times, and they're left wondering, man, is anyone for me? The gods, if the gods are real, are they even with me? Do they care about me? Now the angel comes with this message, hey, the favor of God, it's upon you, and you're the first ones that are hearing this message. I mean, think about the dignity, the value, the worth that this would have produced within the shepherds. Now, when I was preparing for this series, I came across this quote by Hermann Hesse, which this quote is in your Advent box. And he says, "The high value put upon every minute of time, the idea of hurry as the most important objective of living, is unquestionably the most dangerous enemy of joy." Hurry. Why don't we experience joy? Is it because we're moving too fast? The whole idea behind this series was for us to slow down, to spend a season in stillness, of waiting, of being aware of those yellow lights and actually listening to them, not speeding through to get past the intersection, but slowing our hearts down. Why do we spend so much time hurrying through our days, through our entire lives? Is it because there's this haunting, aching feeling that we're not enough? And if we can just do more, prove more, well, then we'll feel like we're worthy enough, like we've done enough in order to achieve something that is beyond ourselves. I mean, think about these shepherds. They would have been living with this haunting ache, this question of, are we enough? Why have we been cast to the side? Have we done enough? Are we worthy enough? And the angel comes through with this message, you are enough. I mean, this is the message of Christmas. In the birth of Jesus, the birth of God in the flesh, God with us, there is this message, this good news, this gospel that proclaims over all of us, as it did to the shepherds that first Christmas 2,000 years ago, despite what you've been told, no matter what you've come to believe about yourself, you are enough. And there's nothing you need to prove. There's nothing you need to do or achieve in order to achieve a state of worthiness. The God of the universe, already believes this to be true about you. See, when we embrace this truth, when we trust this good news, it produces joy. We begin rejoicing in the fact that there's nothing left for us to do. That which we've been seeking all along, it's already ours. It takes the black and white, the dullness, and it transforms life back into color, back into all the vibrancy that exists around us every moment of our lives. It's just sometimes we're not aware of the color that's bursting forth all around us. Now, as we've been doing each week of this Advent series, I want to leave you this morning with a few practices. How do we experience Kara? How do we experience joy? Joy that rises, that bursts forth out of us as a result of embracing and trusting the grace of God that is upon us. Well, the first, here's our handy practice board. The first practice is to be at the manger. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, how is that possible? The manger that occurred 2,000 years ago. Well, in your Advent box, we have one final surprise left. It's the one that was wrapped in bubble wrap. I love this one. Within the bubble wrap is a snow globe. Shake it up. Enjoy watching the snow fall. This is the manger scene. I believe there's two different varieties. The one I'm holding has Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. This week, the first practice for us is to take your snow globe, place it maybe on a shelf somewhere. You can sit on the floor, hold it in the palm of your hand, put it on the dashboard of your car, whatever you need to do. But just gaze into this manger scene and place yourself there at the manger, the site where Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. When the shepherds heard this good news, they raced off in haste to go to the manger because this message of grace, it was too good for them to believe. They had to see it with their own eyes. This week, let's spend some time just being at the manger, reminding ourselves of this grace, this favor, this blessing that is always ours, that there's nothing we can do to lose it. Sometimes that truth gets beaten out of us, and we need to return to the scene of the birth of Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. This resounding message, God with you, God forever for you. This week, be at the manger. And then a second practice for us this week. Remind yourself, I am enough. I am enough. There is nothing I need to prove. There is nothing I need to achieve. I printed out, I know it's on a flimsy piece of paper. Maybe you want to put it on cardstock. You can draw it out in some creative way. You can frame it somehow. Carry this slip with you throughout the week. And whenever you need a reminder, whenever the meeting just totally falls apart, whenever you have that conversation that leaves you feeling awful inside or questioning things, pull this slip of paper out and remind yourself, I am enough. I am enough. My prayer is that reminding ourselves, as we remind ourselves of this truth, that Kara, joy would overwhelm any of the sadness or the aches or the pains we experience throughout the week. And then a third and final practice for us, rest and play. This goes with the whole theme of this series, rest. Be still. Be present to your life. Take time this week. Hopefully you have some time off from work. Hopefully you have some time where you can just be silent. You can play. You can enjoy. You can remind yourself of the color, the vibrancy of life that's all around you. So take some time this week to seek out the things that bring you joy. And my prayer for us as we conclude this Advent journey is that you would come to discover joy this Advent season. If in any way your life has turned from technicolor to black and white, my prayer is that color would come back into your life this week. May you embrace, may you trust this message of Jesus. This message that says you are enough. The grace of God, the favor and blessing of God is upon you. You are worthy. Your life is of immense value, and there's nothing you could do to lose that value. May you trust your worthiness this week. Grace and peace to you, and have a Merry Christmas.